1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
What was perhaps just a entertainment note of interest, maybe to fans and to parents, Paul McCartney, the ex-Beatle, ex-Beatle of 30-plus years, and his wife, Heather, are planning to have a child. This may not have been such a huge announcement, but there's an organization called the Co-Parenting International Foundation, and they're having a meeting and having a couple of meetings in Las Vegas. We want to talk to Jeff Dowder. He's a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech and also one of the founding members of this organization. Why is Mr. McCartney, Paul McCartney's and his wife Heather's expected birth of a child, the expected child, why is that controversial?
Well, I wouldn't call it controversial, Phil. First of all, my congratulations to the McCartneys. But
you're concerned.
We are concerned. There's no doubt about it. But I do want to preface my remarks by saying in no way does what I'm about to say reflect on the character of the McCartneys or on it. Certainly on decades of great music that Mr. McCartney's given us. I'm a little young to know about the Beatles, but I do acknowledge what they've done. What concerns us, Phil, is that Mrs. McCartney was the victim of a pretty serious accident which resulted in injuries that were serious enough they necessitated the amputation of one of her legs. And we're pretty concerned that the McCartneys, in bringing a child into the world, will, subject that child to an unconventional atmosphere, which I think the... You know, maybe the proper way to put it.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, does this have to do with him being a Beatle or?
No, I'm speaking more about Mrs. McCartney.
About her because she lost her leg?
Yeah, I feel that what we're trying to say, Phil, is the influence and presence of a parent that is not normal, or if you want to say abnormal, or just has the one leg, could affect the child's psychological health. That's the only thing we're concerned about.
Well, that she has one leg. I mean, what about obviously the. The woman loves her child. I'm going to have to find out specifically why this woman having one leg. And she wears a prosthetic limb, doesn't she?
My understanding is, yes, sure, she does, yes.
Okay, so she wears a prosthetic limb. Why would her being having only one leg affect the child?
Sir, I'd like to, first of all, I want to say that we don't live in a perfect world. I wish that the world was perfect. I'm sure if the Beatles ran the world, it would be a lot along the lines of a song that Mr. McCartney wrote called What You Need Is Love. But we don't live in a perfect world. First of all, any child of the McCartneys will see that their mom only has the one leg. And you mentioned a prosthetic limb.
Exactly.
The prosthetic limb is something that she has to take on and off. As anybody knows who has a small child, oftentimes you have the child with you when perhaps you're undressing. It's not anything wrong. It's just if it's a small baby. And even a baby can remember seeing the plastic leg.
All right, but this is all to say that a plastic leg or one leg on a woman is a bad message. Okay, so you're saying that physical appearance, what about love? What about commitment to the child? You're saying this is a trauma that is being visited on this kid, and I'm talking about...
Well, it either traumatizes the child or the child doesn't get the message, and that's, what we're saying is, if... You have a child, and you only have the one leg, the child focuses more on the disability than they do on any lesson of love or life lesson that you're going to be giving. And that's what concerns us more than anything else. It's not that that love isn't going to help. Certainly love helps. Love is great, but a child raised by an abnormal parent will not grow normally due to the focus on the leg.
First of all, when you say abnormal, it sounds as if Mrs. McCartney's not abnormal.
No, sir, not at all. But she does have a physical malady, and if you're trying to impart a lesson to a child, and I can cite, if you want, Mr. Jenner, we've got at least two studies, one done by the University of Arkansas, on the early locomotive abilities of infants from 0 to 3 years of age and from 3 to 8 years of age. And when you try to give a message to a child, at least two or three researchers could see that the children's eyes wandered between the face of the parent who is giving them the lesson, and then they look down and see no leg.
In other words, they're looking down to see that there's only one leg. Is that distracting them?
It can distract them. That's why we're saying the McCartneys need, I think, to apply to either our organization or other organizations to make sure that that child, at least 2 weekends a month, has the advantage of being in a home with parents that have all four legs, or I mean, you know, two legs for each parent, but that's equals four, instead of in a home where one of them is abnormal.
Yeah, but you're talking about removing a child from their home for 2 weekends a month.
No, but the rest of the time they're with the normal parents, and the baby will think they're, you know, first of all, you give a child a toy doll, and you can pull a leg off a toy doll. Now the child sees the plastic leg on his mom or her mom, and now they're all, they don't know what's up, because there's a plastic leg on a Barbie, plastic leg on the mom. All of this, Phil, is what is called pre-locomotive trauma, which we do cover in our literature.
All right, Dr. Jeff Dowder, professor of mechanical physics from Caltech, is with us. The McCartneys are planning on having a baby. Mrs. McCartney is missing one of her legs. She had from an automobile accident. It is the contention of your organization that this could possibly cause the child to grow up somehow warped because they've been
exposed to the trauma of having a pair of one leg. And the other thing too, Phil, is I think you have to consider what's it going to be like teaching that kid to walk when you only have a leg. Now the kid, in many instances, may mimic the walk of the mother. Even though he's got perfectly two good legs, he'll be walking with a limp because he's seen her do that.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The McCartneys have been living their lives in a relatively quiet way. To say that with this announcement that they are going to have a child, or that they're expecting to make a child or whatever, should be met with some skepticism seems rather cruel, don't you think?
Mr. Henry, believe me, I would rather not be cruel. What I want it to be is a warning to the McCartneys. If you have a baby and all you have is one, or all she's got is one leg, you're exposing the kid to an abnormal home. Most kids grow up in a house where the parents have obviously all their body parts. Okay?
But surely there are kids that grow up in homes where a parent has one leg.
Absolutely. And those kids do grow up traumatized. What we're trying to do, for the first time in the history of parenting, is take a look at this and say, what kind of trauma is a kid going through? We did studies on children that were raised by people who were hearing impaired. It's interesting, even though the children had normal hearing, they would start every sentence with, huh? What? Now that's interesting.
Well, maybe they just hear their parents say that.
It's possible, but they've got perfect hearing, and you could say any normal sentence. Would you like to go out to have some dinner? What? Huh? They can hear you. You're right next to them. But that's because they were raised...
What, with two parents that kept saying, huh, and what?
You know, I don't personally think...
Well, look, I don't mean to laugh, but what you say...
What we're trying to say here, Mr. Henry, is we want children who grow up in homes where the parents are not normal to feel normal.
Taking a child away from his loving mother 2 weekends a month and putting him in a home with parents who have all of their legs, you know... That's going to traumatize the kid, because...
No, it won't. It's only 2 weekends a month. The child's with the parent the other time.
Well, what are you going to tell the kid, man? Here's two perfectly strange people, but you need to be around them because they've got all their legs?
You just say this is time with a proxy parent to help round out your education. That's all you have to say. You don't have to say nothing more than that. I mean, again, what we're saying here is... A child growing up in that environment could be traumatized. We've seen children, for instance, who learned how to speak when they had parents who were stutterers. And again, they can speak normally, but everything is with a stutter like that, because that's how they heard people when they first were getting grown up. Also, as I mentioned...
Yeah, but that thing about... I'm sorry.
Mr. Henry, I know it sounds funny.
Well, the thing about... Parents that can't hear?
Yes, sir.
And the kids can hear fine, but they start every sentence with huh and what?
Because they grew up hearing that.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Paul McCartney and Linda, Paul and Heather McCartney, God rest your soul, Linda, his new wife. She is a lady who suffered an automobile accident. She has one leg. She has a prosthetic limb. This gentleman is part of an organization called Co-Parenting International. They think it is traumatizing to a child to grow up in a home with a parent who has that kind of physical deficiency or abnormality, that the child will see the one leg and be traumatized by it, that the child needs to spend at least 2 weekends a month with parents who have all of their limbs to know what is normal. I don't know how you take a child out of the home of his mother and say, I'm sorry, you can't be with this child every day of your life. We have to put him in another home because you're not normal enough. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind.
Paul McCartney and his wife Heather are planning on having a child. Heather McCartney lost a leg in an automobile accident 10 years ago. Jeff Dowder, who's a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech and a co-chair of the Co-Parenting International, believes it'll traumatize a child to grow up with a mother who has only one leg. We're talking to Mr. Dowder. He's in Las Vegas, Nevada for a conference of Co-Parenting International. Sounds like you're in the casino, sir.
We're just having a little R&R, Phil, or the casino at MGM.